With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. He is suggesting that he is a victim of political persecution. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, whose interest rate policy has rankled President Trump, says he's now facing a criminal indictment from the Justice Department. White House correspondent Greg Clugston picks up the story.
Powell issued a video statement about the central bank being served with subpoenas and facing threats from the Trump administration. The subpoena relates to Powell's congressional testimony last June, but the Fed chair said it's about something else.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Powell warned that the Fed's independence is at stake and that he will continue to serve in the face of political intimidation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem says hundreds more federal agents will be deployed to the Minneapolis area in the midst of the big anti-ICE demonstrations. Protests ramped up following the fatal shooting of an anti-ICE demonstrator last week. President Trump says video clearly shows that Renee Good had weaponized her vehicle when she was shot.
We can't be treating law enforcement that way, whether it's ICE or Border Patrol or our police and men and women. You can't do that.
The president says Iran is reaching out to the U.S. about holding talks over the unrest that has roiled the Islamic Republic. The president vows to hit the mullahs hard if they don't stop killing demonstrators. By some accounts, the death toll has now surpassed 540 and there's no end in sight. Thousands of nurses have gone on strike this morning at several big New York City hospitals, Mount Sinai, New York Presbyterian, Montefiore among them. It comes as the flu is sending lots of people to the hospital. Wall Street Dow futures down 343 points. This is SRN News. The Ten Commandments might come before the Supreme Court again soon.
At least a dozen states have considered proposals that would require the posting of the Decalogue in public school classrooms, with Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas mandating their display in 2024 and 2025. Legal challenges have led to all three laws being at least partially blocked while the cases play out. Last month, families in Texas filed a class action lawsuit seeking to take down displays across the state. Michael Harrington reporting.
Europe and North America aren't the only regions that are seeing a decline in religious faith. A new analysis of data by Matthew Blanton at the University of Texas finds that the number of Latin Americans reporting no religious affiliation surged from 7% in 2004 to over 18% in 2023. The share of people who say they are religiously unaffiliated grew in 15 of the 17 countries and more than doubled in 7. This is SRN News. When it comes to revitalizing Venezuela's energy infrastructure, ExxonMobil may find itself on the outside looking in. President Trump says he is inclined to exclude ExxonMobil from a group of American oil companies called on to do the work and share the profits.
Mr. Trump's statement comes after ExxonMobil's top executive voiced skepticism over oil investment efforts in Venezuela after the toppling of dictator Nicolas Maduro. Speaking on Air Force One, President Trump told reporters that he didn't like Exxon's response. During a Friday meeting with oil executives, President Trump tried to assuage the concerns of the oil companies.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney visiting China this week to mend relations with the world's second largest economy. First visit by a Canadian leader in 8 years, Carney aims to double non-U.S. exports over the next decade. More details, SRNNews.com.